Well, we're certainly going to be hearing a lot about the U.S. war in Afghanistan this week, and the president will lay out a plan for a drawdown of troops tomorrow. But that doesn't solve the problem in Iraq. There's also news in the past hours that Iraq is having major security concerns, and the question of whether or not U.S. troops will remain there past the deadline is still up in the air. Suicide bombers have detonated two car bombs, killing 27 people, many of them police officers, wounding dozens of others. That attack took place in Iraq. Mike Schmidt from our partner, The New York Times, joins us live from Baghdad. Mike, can you tell us what happened in these two car bomb attacks?
Well, there's a consistent level of violence still here in Iraq, and today was just the latest example of it. It was targeted at the governor's house in Diwaniya, which is in the southern part of Iraq. And the first bomb went off, and as the police and emergency officials congregated at the scene, another bomb went off. And it's just the latest example of an attack directed at the government and directed at the security forces.
Are these multiple parties carrying out these attacks? Are people claiming responsibility?
It's unclear. There's the two biggest foes in Iraq. There's al-Qaeda, which will attack, you know, anyone, Iraqis, civilians, U.S., whoever. And then there's the Shia militias that are targeting pretty much just U.S. convoys and U.S. bases. Today sort of has the hallmarks of an al-Qaeda attack, but there is so much violence that does go on here, so it's unclear to know who did it, and no one has claimed responsibility yet.
Do the Iraqis feel as though the violence is escalating, that their country is becoming less stable?
I think the Iraqis have accepted the fact that their government can't stop this consistent level of violence, and the government, you know, it's unclear, you know, where this is all headed. And the biggest question looming over the country is whether the U.S. troops will remain after the end of the year, and it's unclear how the violence will affect that debate. Some believe that the more violence there is, the more likely they would be to ask the U.S. to stay, but there are others that disagree with them.
And is there a kind of a sense in Iraq of what the people want them to do? I know there's a debate going on among the government over whether or not to ask the U.S. troops to stay longer, but what about the people of Iraq? Do they have an opinion?
Well, I think privately Iraqis would tell you that they'd want the U.S. to stay, but they'd be afraid to say that publicly because a lot of the Shia militants here have made it abundantly clear they want the U.S. to leave and are willing to use violence to that end. So they're very afraid to say it publicly. So that makes the debate even more difficult.
So at this point, that they're achieving their aims with these attacks by making people afraid to support U.S. troops' presence.
I guess you could say that, but you know, it's so unclear here, the picture of who does what, who sponsors what the Iranians' role is in it, you know, what al-Qaeda's role is in it is something that I don't even think the Iraqis, you know, security forces understand. So it's pretty messy.
Mike Schmidt with our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us live from Baghdad. He's talking about two car bomb attacks that killed 27 people in Iraq. Many of those people were police officers. Dozens of others were wounded. Mike, thank you so much.